this really is all thanks to Neil Paul. It is. You were the one that saw something and responded that, you know, there was something, an opportunity here.
Well, I guess if I'm going to take credit for something, I think I probably stepped in and kept a young man from getting knocked over the head by his grandfather, really. But no, the high school bass class.
Give us a story behind the incident.
Well, it actually may have been Marty, and I hate that we don't have Marty here with us, but Marty's, you know, Marty Walker has the Palmetto Boat Center High School Trail here, not only across the upstate, but they fish down as far as now Lake Murray, the Midlands of South Carolina. Teams come from all over South Carolina to fish this trail. Spring of 2015, and it may have been Marty's first high school tournament in Green Pond. And, I'm out spending the afternoon out there at the weigh-ins on Saturday, one day tournament, and, ran into a gentleman, Steve Gurley. Steve, retired Michelin employee, works down at Grady's Great Outdoors there in Anderson. And Steve was out to watch his grandson fishing in a tournament and weighing fish at an Anderson high school.
Okay.
And the kids came in that afternoon and they missed check-in because the kids from the team were all down at the end of the dock taking pictures of each other's fish with their phones, and they missed check-in, and Marty, doing the right thing and holding the kids accountable and by the rules, disqualified the kids because they missed check-in. They were on the dock, but not there to weigh in like you're supposed to. And poor Steve wanted to knock his grandson and half the kids at the school over the head for missing check-in. But it was a great teaching moment. It was a great learning moment for everybody involved. And Steve made the comment, you know, he said, hey, look, he said, you know, we need, as high school fishing grows and takes off, and it's not just here in the upstate of South Carolina, it's all over the country.
Yeah.
He said, you know, somebody needs to step forward and provide a way to teach these kids the right way to do this and the wrong way to do it. That if we're going to turn our lakes and our waters over to these kids, the next generation of anglers, whether it's your weekend angler, father, son, or aspiring professional, there's a way to do it, and this is the way to do it. And, you know, it sort of struck a chord with me. And so it was one of those things I kind of put it in the back of my mind, but never put it away. And watched as the sport really has continued to grow and develop, and the success of Lake Hartwell and the success of some of the things that we're doing here across the upstate. And it was an opportunity, and had a chance to sit down with Marty back at the end of the summer when we're talking tournament dates, because his high school trail fishes, kind of to plug his trail for a second, but they fish multiple lakes across the upstate and across South Carolina, not just Lake Hartwell. Yeah. But, you know, it was a chance to plug it, and I had an opportunity. I said, Marty, let me run an idea by you. Tell me what you think. And so I shared the idea of having a high school bass clinic with him. He loved the idea. Marty sort of is the gatekeeper to the database of all the kids, because he touches the kids with each tournament. And I don't want to steal his thunder, because I know we want to talk about the tournament trail. But so we got Marty to the table, and then we reached out to the folks at Anderson County have been great. We reached out to Terry Gaines, events coordinator at the Civic Center, and he was kind enough to provide us with space and dates. January the 13th and 14th. Right. It's a Friday, Saturday coming up in 2017. And so to have Marty on board, to have you on board, to have, you know, Woods and Water, South Carolina, to have Anderson County with the Civic Center, you know, Matt Shell, Sharon Nicomito with Anderson County, the Parks Department, Green Pond, and then Michael Rouse,
give me that
Outdoors and Give Me That USA. They jumped on board, designed a logo for us. The unfortunate thing about radio is that
we can't show you the logo,
but by all means, Woods and Water, South Carolina, visit Anderson SC, Fish Lake Hartwell SC, and check it out. I mean, it's a great snappy logo. Yep. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. And, we sit around a table and we started putting ideas together, and We'll be ready to roll out registration this week to our high school teams and our and middle school teams across the state and DNR. I don't want to fail to mention DNR South Carolina. DNR is a partner in this, and you know they see the need just like we do, and it's a great opportunity. And for me personally, you know, the opportunity to have a community that supports fishing like Anderson and Lake Hartwell is very important. And for me, it's special to be able to put this together and have it in our place, you know?
Yeah, I know. And speaking of the aforementioned Marty Walker, he's here. Marty, how are you?
I'm doing good today. I thought Neil was going to throw me under the bus once or twice there, but it's all good, man.
He did that before we came on the air and we couldn't get you.
Oh, that's what the podcast is for. I got you. No, I'm doing great. Happy to be here. Yeah. And just happy to be a part of bass fishing with high school in the upstate of South Carolina. Yeah.
Well, Neil, you know, Neil was talking, this incident with the kids getting disqualified, he bounced it off of you. Take just a minute. And I know we did this really quick on the last week's show and we teased this. Tell us about the high school tournament trail you got here. You know, you set a record on the last tournament for attendance and kids out fishing take a few minutes.
Well, the high school tournament trail, the Palmetto Boat Center high school tournament trail really just kind of evolved on its own. One of the coaches from Broome High School, Jerry Bynes, was a good friend and a customer. We kind of put a tournament together in the fall a couple of years ago and had a decent turnout. So let's do it again in the spring.
Okay.
And the attendance doubled and said, wow, there might be something to this. And so we got together at a DNR meeting that summer and talked to several other schools. And just out of that meeting, 30 minutes later, came a tournament trail.
Okay.
And so we've got a group of six or seven schools that work with us that kind of formed the board of directors. The way that if somebody's got to be the bad guy, they can do that and you know, keep me out of some of that. But
right.
At the same token, just like Neil was telling, you know, hey, if you're late, you're late. If you break a rule, you break a rule.
Right.
But the thing that we brought to the table was kind of the central organization. We
right.
already had the equipment,
right.
the systems, the procedures, all of those things to be able to handle tournament day operations from check-in, blast-off, weigh-in, all of those kinds of things, and really try to make a show of it for the students. And it's just gone like crazy. I mean, we had 243 boats a couple weeks ago on Lake Hartwell.
And I'll just jump in and mention, and to Marty's credit, and I also want to just put a plug in for Marty for a second. This is completely unsolicited, but Marty's been a great partner and a great friend to what we're doing, not only with Lake Hartwell and Anderson, but Marty recently moved his business from Greenville County to Anderson County, and he's in a great spot right out on I-85. Yep. And listen, it's the great marina with no water. I mean, he's out on the side of I-85. He's got a great facility, great light up sign. I passed it coming down here, mm-hmm. and we're just excited to have Marty in Anderson County now, because then our partnership can only develop. We will continue to develop and grow from here. So I'm very excited to have him. And the 243 boats, think about this for a second. We've hosted Bass. We've hosted FLW. We've hosted Fishers of Men, ABA. We've hosted all the national organizations, and we've not put a tournament out of Green Pond as large as what Marty's yeah. tournament was 2 weeks ago in terms of sheer numbers.
Well, 243 boats is 486 kids fishing and 243 boat captains. So you got 700-something people out on Lake Hartwell on a Saturday.
Well, and 2 weeks ago, we had that many more standing and watching the weigh-ins, and I thought it was really cool, and it bears mentioning that two of our South Carolina Elite Series anglers, mm-hmm. Marty Robinson and Britt Myers, mm-hmm. but it was really kind of cool to see kind of the reverse. You know, we spend all our times, you know, at least I do, I'm a big bass fan, and so I, on tournament weekends, I'm kind of glued to my phone or my computer at home watching Bass Live, the weigh-ins and all that, but watching Marty and Britt both in the crowd excited as parents the kids weigh in a couple of, that was kind of neat for me to be able to see it, because it's the other side. Those guys are, they're fans and they appreciate it just like we do, and it's a credit to what Marty and his folks are doing with the trail.
Well, Marty, you know, you
back on to that, it was really interesting but watch them with the students.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, hey, there's Marty Robinson, there's Britt, you know, Britt Myers. They've won tournaments. Britt won the Elite Series down at Georgetown this year.
Yep.
And so the kids kind of have them on a pedestal to a degree, but yet the pros are just like the rest of them. They'll stand and talk to somebody and give autographs and, you know, just give them advice, make pictures, have a good time, and come down to earth with them.
Well, it's like you told me last week. On Saturdays, they're just dad again.
That's right.
And that's the beauty of the whole thing. All right, Marty, you've got the tournament trail. When we were getting all this organized, we were talking about seminars and all that. You've got a couple. I know we had one conflict, and I don't know. We're trying to get that replaced. I think you're working on that. But you've got, and one of the, and when we sent out the Survey Monkey to all these high school anglers, one of the biggest things we got back, you said, I got the guy for that. So tell us who you've got coming to handle the electronics part.
One of my pro staffers, a gentleman from down in the Due West neighborhood, his name is Paul Geddes. Paul is pro staff not only for me and Phoenix Boats and Yamaha, but also with Lowrance. Yep. They're going to be his primary sponsor for the next year. And Paul is really good with electronics. He's good with your traditional 2D sonar, but he's really good at helping people understand how to set up their electronics, and how to use side scan and down scan, how to use waypoints to make your fishing day more efficient, save time, and those things. Because, I mean, the reality is our new graphs, I mean, a lot of new bass boats rolling out of my store have got $5,000 and $6,000 worth of electronics on it. And if you don't know how to use them, you're wasting that resource. And so he's really good at breaking it down to a simple level and helping guys understand how to use it.
And that really was, in our survey, that really was the number one response coming back was I want to better understand electronics.
And Marty got that covered.
We got that covered.
We got that covered.
Then the other gentleman that I'm looking forward to coming from the Tennessee area is Ott Defoe. He fishes the Elite Series out of a Nitro bass boat. And he's coming our way. And I know he's fished our area and a lot of the lakes over in eastern Tennessee fish a lot like some of ours do. So I think there'll be a lot of similarities with that.
And Ott just won an Elite Series event there at the end of the year.
Yeah, he sure did.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we got Paul Geddes going to do Lowrance. We got Ott, who's just a bass. He's good. Wherever he goes, he's pretty good. Sure. We've also got, and what we're going to, this kind of schedule is, we're going to, I'll kind of lead in Friday night and you can pop the big bomb on us, Neil. We're going to bring him in Friday afternoon. Register him.
We'll have it. Yeah. Registration and check-in.
That's right. Hopefully have some goodie bags or are some. We're still working on that part of it. But then Friday night's keynote speaker we have.
Well, we're going to do a dinner on Friday evening with a keynote speaker to kick off the weekend. And we've been able to secure Gerald Swindle. He's your Bassmaster Elite Series Angler of the Year for the second time, but, reached out and through, some help from our folks, our friends over at Zoom Baits, one of, Gerald's sponsors, the G-Man. We're going to get the G-Man. He committed right away. Right there was no, and that was really special for us that there was no, real, arguing with his schedule. They reached out to him and he said, absolutely, I'd love to come and love to do it. And so, if you've not heard Gerald Swindle, you need to make plans to be there. If you've heard him, there's nothing like spending time with the G-Man in person.
That's
so
right.
it'll be a great opportunity and I know he will do a great job for us on Friday night, but he will be our keynote speaker to kind of kick off the weekend.
Yeah. Saturday morning, we're going to send them home Friday night. Saturday morning, we're going to bring them back. We've got 8 seminars during the day with...
Pretty much, we broke the day into 4 8-hour blocks.
Right. 2 4-hour segments.
4 in the morning, and then 4 in the afternoon. And so the idea is to, and Marty, I think this was a credit to you and some of your experiences, but kind of like the Bass University setup where we put them in a room and... You get your seminar, you get some Q&A time, and then you rotate to the next segment. And by the time you get finished and go home on Saturday evening, you'll have had 8 seminars classes. from pros from across South Carolina, really across the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have covered everything from like we mentioned, the electronics class right on through fish care and maybe some even regulations and, mm-hmm. and things from DNR.
Yep. And then we've got we've reached out to a bunch of the guys that we follow around and all, or I follow around. Britt Myers is coming. Marty, he was just there. And Marty, Britt and his sons won your last tournament, didn't they?
They won the tournament on Hartwell this year, and they won the same tournament last year on Hartwell. So that's 2 years in a row.
And then when Britt mentioned, I heard him tell a kid, he said, the thing is, he goes, the kids have come here and won. He goes, I've been here twice and haven't been able to fish Hartwell yet. So I felt kind of bad for him. I said, you come back and I'll make sure you get to fish on Hartwell. But he's been a part of two Hartwell wins and never put a line in the water.
That's right. Driven the boat around.
Right.
But Britt was one of the first ones and he immediately responded and said, I'll be there. Brandon Cobb is going to be there. Brian Latimer is going to be there. A couple more of our pros. You mentioned Ott Defoe, and that's a great one, Marty. That was not even in my radar to get Ott coming. That was pretty good. And he's coming from, how did you secure him?
Through Nitro.
Okay.
That's just the relationships that I've got with my boat manufacturers. I have still got a couple of lines in the water with Phoenix Boats.
Okay.
And we just recently here over the past week picked up Legend Bass Boats.
Okay.
And so Legend said that they would see if they couldn't secure somebody to come over and spend some time with us too.
Good. Well, Anthony Gagliardi is going to be in Florida for the Opens. And Montgomery is going to be in Texas deer hunting. Although I think he ought to stay. He killed a nice deer the other day. So I think he's fulfilled that. Andy, you can cancel your deer hunt in Texas and come to us. Casey Ashley is a kind of a iffy, his boat show season for him and all. And then like Marty said, I got a couple of lines in the water, some more people. It's going to be good. Marty, you passed out a bunch of flyers and all. What kind of reception are you getting from the high schoolers you know?
I think there's a lot of anticipation. With it being the first time that we've done it, nobody really knows what to expect. So it gives us an opportunity to really put a great event together for them. I think that there's going to be good participation. I think that everything's going to be priced reasonable so that the kids can afford to come.
Yeah.
I guarantee even the adults that come with them, and I've been doing this for 20 years, I know how to fish. I guarantee they'll walk away learning.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably a good thing that there's not a Bass Pro Shops right next door to the Civic Center because they'd be sold out. I mean, that's just what happens at these seminars. You go listen to somebody, you know, you listen to Gerald Swindle tell you how to fish a jig, and he says, I fish a black, blue, purple jig with this kind of hook on this kind of line and this kind of trailer. I know what I used to do. I went right to the store, and that's what I bought.
You better believe it. With whatever money
what
in my pocket.
That's what I'm going to use.
Yeah.
And, you know, all kidding aside, I've been to events like this, and when I was learning to fish, I learned a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that the kids will learn from it is how to use their electronics, how to find fish, and learning the techniques to catch fish once they're there.
And etiquette.
The tournament game is just such a different game than the football, the basketball. You know, it's not a stick and ball sport where you've got to keep score. You've got to get the best five fish that you can get, whether you catch 20 over the day or you catch five.
Yeah.
And so there's no timeouts. It's an eight-hour day. You're in the elements. And if it's raining and cold at 35 degrees and a 20-mile-an-hour wind, well, it is what it is. Let's go catch some fish.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
And so that's right. It's the mental part of bass fishing
is the toughest.
Is so much harder to manage and overcome than the physical side, and I think it's the hardest of any sport that I've ever competed in.
Yeah. One more thing before we got to wrap this up. We got to go to break and finish up the show. We're going to have a college seminar going on. I know Geddes Brandon is going to be there. Jacob Roman from Clemson. Geddes from USC. I've reached out to Rod Goodall with Riley's Catch. He's going to hook up a couple of guys from North Carolina schools, and we're going to have five or six college guys on a panel talking to these high schoolers about how to make the transition from high school bass fishing to college bass fishing, which I think is going to be another great seminar.
Absolutely.
So, well, look, I appreciate Neil for doing this. Marty, I appreciate all the work you've done in this tournament trail, and I hope it grows your involvement and, I'm excited to watch these kids come in.
Marty's running out of ramps to launch his tournaments from, which is a good thing. We're really proud of what he's doing here in the upstate.
Well, we are. We're having to think creatively with logistics.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. If you're listening to this, get the word out. We're going to start registration over on the first.
Well, and two, and if you have questions, reach out to us at Visit Anderson. You can email me, neil@visitanderson.com, and we'll be glad to get you information.
Marty, thanks for joining us again. Neil, thanks for stepping in. I'm looking forward to it. Talk to you guys a little bit.